Let's move on to the Irish Language Act. Now, the SLP, they continue to promote Irish language, it says in your manifesto, and you have tabled proposals for an Irish Language Act. How much will that cost us?
That all comes down to what is in the Irish Language Act.
I know, but surely the party has some idea what's in it, and therefore much it would cost.
So when Patsy McGlone, and remember, when other people are putting up banners and posters on lampposts about a No Irish Language Act, let's remember that that very same party in November published a programme for government that didn't have any Irish Language Act. To complain now, which is right to, that there's no Act na Gaeilge, when 2 months ago Sinn Féin agreed a programme for government.
So what's in your Act? What's
no
in the SDLP's
Act? Gaeilge, then I think it does beg questions about who's playing who for fools. Now, when it comes to, we saw what's the writing on the wall. So Patsy McGlone,
you've not answered my question.
I will answer your question, but you need to get the full answer, otherwise.
I know, I understand you're giving some of the background, but we're talking about the SDLP, your manifesto. We're talking about promises that are in there, and I'm simply asking, is the Irish Language Act, is it costed?
So Patsy McGlone, when he saw the writing on the wall, because the DUP's attitude, said, right, what we'll do is, as soon as the Assembly convenes after the election, that we'll table a private member's Irish Language Act, Act na Gaeilge. And he was working up what you do. I'm not sure if you're aware of any, but when you work up a private member's bill, you work up the research. And then when you give shape to that research in the clause of the bill, then you will know what the full cost is. So some people say we need to go with the Welsh model.
So can you give us any shape this morning? Can you give us any kind of outline?
I'd like to go further than the Scottish model. And the Scottish model costs a number of millions. And the issue
a number of millions. I could say it costs a number of millions, but that could be anything.
My understanding is that it's about 6.5 million.
And but what would you expect in terms of... because money is obviously important, Alex. And it's one thing to promise and to say we can do this and we're going to do that, but we don't really know what will be in it and we don't know how much it will cost. So can you give us an idea, a rough idea, what the SLP believe the Irish Language Act would actually cost?
So the first thing is that we need an Irish Language Act. And then whatever we can get agreed in terms of the Act will determine the cost. So if you had a maximum model, we work it through, if you had a maximum model of a bill...
Well, your ideal bill, I guess.
But if you had a maximum model of a bill, then even if you get to the point where there was political agreement for a bill, people would say, no, we don't want a maximum model because they don't like a maximum model or it costs too much.
So what do the SDLP want?
So we want the fullest possible bill.
So you want the maximum one.
But this is the point, though. Is it not? Is this not the point?
The point is asking you how much it's going to cost and you still haven't told me.
So it's clearly going to cost a number of millions.
I know,
But you cannot answer a question.
Well, you told me that in terms of the Scottish model, you want to go further. It's about 6.5 million.
That's what I understand.
So are we talking another 10 million? Are we talking 2 million?
I was in government, Vinnie, as you know, and
yes.
I probably tabled as many bills in the Assembly as anybody. There was one piece of legislation around marine where I wanted to go further than my executive colleagues and further than the Assembly. And if I had, creating what was known as a marine management organisation, very important to defend the marine.
We're now way off Irish language.
No, this is the point. The point is that the cost of that legislation would have been much higher than the bill that was eventually passed. So therefore, the cost of an Irish Language Act is dependent upon the content and the scale of the Irish Language Act.
But you've already told me that the SDLP, they would want to go for the maximum model. So there surely is some kind of idea and outline. You know what you want, the party want as a whole, that how much that would cost. Surely, if this is something you're putting in your manifesto, a promise, a pledge to people that might vote for you, you would know. You've told me about your experience when it comes to bills. Surely this should be easy for you.
Passing legislation is never easy, as I think Act na Gaeilge demonstrates, because some have visited worst fears upon that proposal when it's actually about recognising the rich identity of our people in this part of Ireland, and which I think the vast majority, be it unionist, nationalist, under other values.
Even give me a guesstimate.
So I'm not prepared to give you a guesstimate. And the
Do you
reason
think people
is,
might be concerned that you don't know? Do you think the public might think, well, look, Alex, if this is in your manifesto, if this is something you're pledging, you should have an idea?
You see, I think, Vinnie, that the mood in our country is that despite the excesses of language and the insults that have been thrown at those who value and call themselves Irish and have a heritage, way of life, even the language and the sports. That,
but what's that got to do with how much it costs?
No, but this is the point. The point is that you are missing the wood for the trees. That the
one
issue,
of the problems
the issue
DUP have
is,
had with the SDLP and Sinn Féin and the Irish Language Act is that the lack of money in terms of how much it would cost. Specific, this is what we would have to have.
And we
so you could, then, you could sort that now by saying, well, look, this is how much we believe it would be.
Okay, and then I could come up with a figure, it's 5 billion. Or I could come up with a figure, it's 55 million. That's how you implement, and the scale of an Irish Language Act, Act na Gaeilge, will determine what the cost is. And I'm not in a situation where the DUP are trying to belittle nationalism and the Irish language.
Asking how much something would cost.
No, they are trying. And then they will use that as a stick to create further worst fears around what is a quite moderate, sensible, inclusive, and important proposal. And therefore, the cost will follow the bill. I would argue for more rather than less.
Okay.
But the important thing would be to get a bill through an assembly or through some other means.
Regardless of how much it costs.
It's not regardless. Like, I was in government.
But you can't give me any kind of idea.
You see,
and I know you were in government, yeah, and I understand that you have the experience here, which is why I'm asking you and you're not asking me.
Yeah, yes, but the point is that when you work through legislation, you work out what is workable, what is cost-effective,
okay,
what is essential, what is necessary. That's the nature with any legislation. But in a politically charged matter like the Irish Language Act, what I want to do is convince people of the principle and then convince people of the practice rather than give the DUP another opportunity,
yeah,
over the next 24 hours to do further damage to what is required in the
it's
north.
It's not going to help to try and convince them by not being able to give them a figure.